years. You know, and he told me, he's like, I went to university for 4 years to learn a medical field, and I'm becoming an EMT, and they pay me $11.50 an hour. And he lives in the Chicago, like the actual city of.
Yeah. And yet they make fun of grease monkeys.
$11.50 an hour, that's terrible. I make that on the weekends in Menard. Sliding lumber.
I make $12.40 an hour in Cargo.
Oh, God, that was scary as hell.
That big fat man.
On that little tiny motorcycle.
Sounds good, though.
That big fat man, his belly was hanging up on the thing. Did you see it?
Mm-hmm. Bike sounded good, though. It looked like a Honda, I couldn't tell.
That just grossed me out right there. Sorry.
Everything grosses you out. You're so...
Oh, you would love UTI because you get... You get the very best. Everybody's sculpted from granite. And they decide... They decide that when they get to the parking lot, no matter who's around, it's the perfect time...
To take off their clothes?
Take off their clothes and get in their school uniform.
Huh?
Yeah.
To take off their clothes and what?
Get in the school uniform. They are worse than old man.
Yeah, but I'm in my house.
And you're old. You have an excuse. These people are not. And it's like, that's permanent now. You're young still. You shouldn't be that size. Because you won't get rid of that for a long period of time.
When I was 22 years old, I was just becoming from 34 into 30, or 33 into a 34 waist.
These 36s, I don't know, these can't fit.
She used the word 28 this morning, or the measurements, 27 or 28 waist. I said, yeah, when I was 11. Yeah. But when I was 20 years old, I had a 34-inch waist.
When I was 18, I had a 29-inch waist. Because Jeff and I could wear the same jeans. And his was 29,
32. That's a thin man.
Yeah. We were both the same size.
Man, I see a lot of losers.
What the?
Go to my school. It's like, ugh, where do you people crawl from?
How many of them are going to make it?
We've already lost in this class like 4 people.
Uh-huh.
17 is one of the hardest classes for whatever reason to get past.
Electronics? Yeah, it is.
Basic? Because it's so new to everybody, the way they throw it at you. If you have no experience with it, you're not going to know.
Basic electronics to me is take a flashlight battery and a bulb and 2 wires. That's basic. That is as basic as you're ever going
to
get.
Oh, we have to learn our Ohm's law.
You have to know
watts, amperage, voltage. You have to know the difference between all of them.
And you have to understand how a diode works and why it works.
Yeah. You know, current's got to flow one way, but not the other. Flow back. Exactly.
And you have to have different properties and values for each one.
Yeah, they can only take so much.
Yeah, I know.
And, you know, what fuses are, and then I think six people passed 17 for my class.
Six. Now, aren't you glad 24? I bought you the pickup truck? You learned about electricity in a major way when I told you about your fuse box.
I thought about that.
The fuse is getting all hot and blowing. I said you have to clean out the contacts because the poor connection creates heat. Poop.
And then all the shorts from the bag were blowing up, and the taillights kept going out.
And now that you're in the classes, you're going, fuck, this shit's so familiar, I can do it in my sleep.
Well, now it's like, I can diagnose what's wrong with the blazer a little bit better, and then I thought about it, and I did diagnose, and I went through, and I was right, CO2 sensors. Now, you know, it's a little bit easier breathing, like, well, if I replace them. Then
now you know how old man can go, I think it's this, and take it to Jim and go, what do you think? He goes, yep, you're right.
I figured you probably had an idea that it was the O2 sensors when I last told you.
Yeah, made sense. It clicked.
Because when I told you that, well, it only starts up when the vehicle gets to temperature, and then you're like, oh, that's your first clue. Now that I think, well, they need to be 600 degrees for the part of the open loop, so.
Yeah, go ahead and replace them. I'll see to it you get some money on your bank account for it.
Little bird. I love that car.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I don't know why.
Your mom looked at one last night down there by Farm and Fleet and said, I wonder if that's in any better condition than ours.
Any one I've seen is in better condition than ours, but that Blazer's got so much personality to it. This is like the truck, you know?